Picture this. You're straight and level at 3,500 feet, 40 miles out from the big metro airport, nowhere near that stack of blue rings on the chart. You're relaxed, you're legal, at least you think you are. Then, weeks later, a letter shows up. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hangar. Today, we're going to talk about the piece of airspace that doesn't have a wall you can see, the one that isn't drawn in solid blue or magenta, the one that catches good pilots on perfectly nice days. We're talking about the Mode C veil, and before we get into it, let me say the thing I always say. Learning this stuff is hard. Airspace is probably the single most confusing chunk of the whole private pilot syllabus, and if it makes your head hurt, that is not a sign you're a bad pilot, it's a sign you're paying attention. So let's walk through this together. Real quick, a shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that? Private pilot instrument commercial, they've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, and let me tell you, understanding airspace well enough to teach it back is a milestone worth marking. aviationsoul.com. Okay, let's set the stage. Most of us learn Class Bravo airspace as the upside-down wedding cake. You've heard that 100 times. It's the busiest airspace in the country, wrapped around the biggest airports. Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago. It's got shelves and rings that step outward and upward, and the whole thing tops out, usually around 10,000 feet. And here's the rule everybody memorizes. To enter Class Bravo, you need a clearance, not just radio contact, an actual specific clearance. The controller has to say the words, "Cleared into the Bravo." If you don't hear those words, you stay out. Good. That part most pilots get right. But here's what sneaks up on people. There is a second, larger, invisible ring that surrounds every Class Bravo. It reaches out 30 nautical miles from the primary airport, and it has almost nothing to do with talking to anybody. That's the Mode C veil. Let me explain where the name comes from. Your transponder is the little box that talks to air traffic control's radar. When it's set to what we call Mode C, it doesn't just tell the controller where you are. It reports your altitude. That's the C. The controller sees a little data block next to your target with your altitude ticking away in real time. These days, almost all of us are also running ADS-B, which stands for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. ADS-B out takes your position and altitude off your GPS and broadcasts it out to the system, even more precisely than the old radar return. For our purposes today, ADS-B out and Mode C live under the same set of rules, and the airspace where you need one is, for the most part, the same airspace where you need the other. So here's the actual regulation. It lives in Federal Aviation Regulation 91.215, and its cousin 91.225, for the ADS-B side, inside 30 nautical miles of a Class Bravo primary airport. From the surface all the way up to 10,000 feet. You must have an operating transponder with altitude reporting, and you must have ADS-B out. Read that again in your head, because there are three little words in there that trip everybody, from the surface. Not from the floor of the Bravo shelf, from the ground. Here's the trap. You look at the sectional, and over some outlying area, the bottom of the Bravo might be, say, 4,000 feet. So you think, I'll just stay down at 2,500, scoot underneath the shelf, and I never touch the Bravo. And you're right, you never touch the Bravo. You never need a clearance. You never talk to a soul. But if you're inside that 30-mile ring, you're inside the Mode C veil the whole time, right down to the treetops. The veil doesn't have a floor, it fills in every bit of space under those shelves, all the way to the dirt. So the airplane with a dead transponder, or the classic little tail dragger that never had an electrical system to begin with, can legally fly under the shelf as far as the Bravo is concerned. But it cannot be in there at all without a plan, because of the veil. Now, how do you even find this thing on the chart? Because this is the part that gets people. The Bravo rings are bold and blue and obvious. The Mode C veil is a thin, quiet magenta line, a big solid circle drawn 30 miles out, and it is easy, genuinely easy, to have your eye slide right past it while you're busy studying the wedding cake in the middle. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training, when you're planning a cross-country anywhere near a major metro. Don't just look at the Bravo, find that thin 30-mile circle first and ask yourself one question. Does my route cross it? Because if it does, your transponder and your ADS-B are no longer optional equipment. They are required equipment, the same way fuel is required equipment. Let me give you a real scenario because this is where it stops being theory. You rent a well-used trainer from a flight school on the edge of the metro. You do a normal pre-flight, everything looks fine. You depart, you're staying low and clear of the Bravo, doing air workout in the practice area, having a good day. What you don't know is that the transponder failed sometime that morning. Maybe it's showing you a code on the panel that looks normal, but the box itself has quietly stopped replying to the radar. It happens. Transponders are electronics, and electronics die. Now, out in the wide open middle of nowhere, a failed transponder is a maintenance squawk you write up when you land. Annoying, not a violation, but you weren't in the middle of nowhere. You were inside the veil the whole time, and the system noticed. Facilities can see when an aircraft is flying around inside that ring with no transponder reply, and that can absolutely become a phone number you have to call. Possibly a certificate action. So what do you actually do about it? Two things, and they matter. First, on your run-up, don't just glance at the transponder. Confirm it. If your airplane has a transponder test function or an ADS-B status page, look at it. Better yet, there's a free tool from the FAA. After a flight, you can request a public ADS-B performance report, a PPAPR, and it will tell you whether your equipment was actually broadcasting a clean signal the whole flight. If you fly near a veil regularly, run one now and then, it's like a health check for the one box that keeps you legal in that airspace. Second, know the escape hatch. The regulation has a provision for flying without the required transponder, but you have to request it from air traffic control, and here's the part people always get backwards. If you need to fly inside the veil with an inoperative transponder, you generally have to make that request at least 1 hour before the flight, not on the radio in the air, on the phone or through the appropriate ATC facility an hour ahead. And it's a may, not a must. They can say no. Plan accordingly because there's no talking your way in after you've already launched. Now let me clear up two things that constantly get tangled together because the check ride examiner loves this exact confusion. Confusion number one, talking versus squawking. Entering the Bravo requires a verbal clearance. Being inside the 30-mile veil requires working equipment. Those are two completely different requirements. You can be legally inside the veil, under the shelf, with your transponder happily reporting altitude and never say a word to anybody because you never entered the actual Bravo. Equipment satisfied, clearance not needed, perfectly fine. Flip it around. You could talk to approach all day long, get flight following, be on a first-name basis with the controller, and if you cross into that Bravo without hearing the specific words cleared into the Bravo, you busted it. Radio contact is not clearance. The examiner is looking for you to know the difference cold. Confusion number two. The veil versus the 30-mile mode C rule versus the general 10,000-foot rule.
Let me untangle it. There are really a few places the transponder becomes mandatory. Above 10,000 feet mean sea level, with a couple of exceptions, you need it. In and above Class Charlie, you need it. And within 30 miles of a Class Bravo, from the surface up, you need it. That last one is the veil, same box, different trigger. You don't need to memorize them as separate universes. Just remember the transponder is your ticket into busy and high airspace. And the veil is the busiest version of that rule, the one that reaches all the way to the ground. Here's a practical takeaway you can use on your very next flight. Build a habit. Anytime your route touches a major city, before you ever start the engine, trace the 30-mile ring with your finger on the paper chart or on the app. Say it out loud. Am I inside the veil? Yes or no? If yes, then the transponder and ADS-B check moves from a nice to do to a must verify item, right up there with checking your fuel and your controls. And while you're at it, teach it to somebody. There is no better way to lock airspace into your own head than to explain the mode C veil to a newer student and watch the light come on. The moment you can say why the veil has no floor and the Bravo shelf does, you own it. It's yours forever. Because here's the honest truth about airspace violations. Almost none of them come from bold, reckless flying. They come from a good pilot on a nice day who looked at the big, obvious rings and never noticed the thin, quiet one. The airplane was fine, the weather was fine. The pilot just didn't see the line that doesn't look like a wall. Now you'll see it. Today's regulations come straight from the Federal Aviation Regulations, parts 91.215 and 91.225, and the equipment reporting tool I mentioned is the FAA's own public ADS-B performance report, free for the asking. If you want the show notes, they'll be over at radiohangar.com. Go pull up a sectional near the biggest airport you can find. Put your finger on that 30-mile circle and really look at it. That's the one that was hiding in plain sight this whole time.
Fly safe. I'll see you back in the pattern.